You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. I hope you're all having a nice morning out there. We're going to have a chat now about some beautiful dance that's coming to Tamaki Makaurau. We've got Neil Ieremia on the line, dancer and choreographer and part of Black Grace Theatre and Dance Company. Kia ora Neil, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's very exciting to hear about the show that you are putting together. It's an immersive experience. It's called The Art of Black Grace. Tell us a wee bit about this, because it's got quite the production behind it.
Yeah, it certainly has. The Art of Black Grace is it's basically a cylindrical room. It's about 6 metres tall and about 15 metres in diameter. So it's like a huge cake tin.
Wow!
And you walk in, and it's the inside is covered completely covered in LED panels. So you walk in there, and you sort of dancers are 6 meters tall, and they sort of running at you from all sorts of directions, and you know, people get dancers get thrown out of the top of it and end up coming back in another part of it. And so the idea was basically about trying to give an audience, you know, a sense of what it's like to be in the middle of a performance, because that's something I always get asked. But anyway, it's about 20 minutes long, and it's you know, it's cool for everyone.
I really like that idea of it feeling like being within the performance, because that is something that, I mean, as someone who, when you go and watch dance, you're sort of like, how does that, you know, work? How do the mechanics of it happen? You know, people seem to be able to do things that feel superhuman when you're just sitting there watching it. It must have been quite an interesting process to create this work. You're the founder and artistic director of Black Grace, and as a dance company, over the years, you've done a lot of really challenging and incredible works to push contemporary dance forward and really celebrate Pacifica and Māori narratives through dance. Why this project now for Black Grace?
But actually, it started about 2 years ago, you know, after, you know, Black Grace has been around for 27 years. So, you know, quite a long time in dance years for Aotearoa. But, you know, during the lockdown, Creative New Zealand contacted all of its Totara leadership groups and asked us to think about different ways that we could change the business model relative to what was going on globally at the time. And if, you know, I think we can't forget what happened, but you know, for sure, it, you know, and we did, at the time, we didn't know what the future held for us. So, you know, I'd always been interested in filming dance and putting some of my work on film, but I thought this was a really great way for the company to perform all over the world at the same time, even if they wanted to, because the real value is in the content. So once you capture the content, you can ship it over the internet and sort of send it to different people, and they can scale it up and down and put it in a warehouse on buildings outside and Times Square if they wanted to. And you could really transform the art form and take it to a new field. So that was the motivation behind it. And it still enables us to continue to perform. But, you know, I have to admit, I'm not very technical. It's been a steep learning curve.
What kind of, I guess, what was the process for making this then? Because there's so many, I mean, layers to creating a dance work in the first place that goes into, you know, a performance, and then you have to do it live. This has got a whole new sort of digital component to it. What was it like trying to create this, particularly in the context of the pandemic?
Well, you know, there were some real practical issues, you know, thinking about how to film a really, really wide screen, because, you know, not your usual sort of, you know, 16 by 9 wide, but you had to wrap around 360 degrees.
Yeah.
So we had to build a set or a stage that was 30 meters in width and get the widest possible sort of lens that we could find and that was available. And that, you know, so practically that was a mission. And the poor dancers had to run a marathon every dance. to get from one side to the other side. You know, but creatively, it's like thinking differently about film and video. Mm. You know, I think in three dimensions, when, you know, you're making dance, and sometimes four with all the sweat and sort of, you know, heavy breathing, but then you get to the neck to looking at it on film, and it's a different experience. And so changing the way that the mind works, you know, for me was quite challenging. And then, but I really loved it. I really enjoyed it. Got some great people on board. I'm working with an animator, just finished actually, Ant Sang, who did all the animation for Brotown.
Oh, cool.
You know, and he's done a great job, because he's in, you know, it's sort of a loose narrative. It's about sort of, you know, about how Black Grace sort of got started and the journey to that point. And it's kind of cool. And it takes in all these old dances, segments of old dance, everything from Method Made with the NZSO to Creek Boys, about a friend who went to prison, you know, all the way to sort of tattooing. It's a cool little thing, but it's the first one of five experiences that we'll be releasing over the next sort of 3 to 5 years.
That's so exciting. How do you feel it's, I guess, shaped the direction for Black Grace? Because I'm sure with every new work you create starts new ideas or new methods of thinking. This one feels like such a massive modal shift and opening new, you know, pathways for creativity and, as you mentioned, international connection as well. What I guess, is your thinking at the moment about the next project or the future of Black Grace coming out of something like this?
I've always wanted to be able to share my work with as many people as I can. And, you know, being a kid or a creek boy all the way from Porirua, you know, I wanted to be able to take that work to people like me when I was a kid. Mm. You know, kids who don't often get to see dance like that. And so this offers a real opportunity to do that long term, you know, because, you know, it's an expensive proposition to take, you know, a company of 20 people on the road. And, you know, if you're taking them overseas, it's horrendous cost. But the benefits also, are commensurate with that, I suppose, to a degree. But this enables a far easier touring model, and I think it provides greater access. And so I'm really excited at the prospect, and I like to, I'm working on a comic book idea at the moment, comic book, which I, you know, as a direct result of working with Ant.
Yeah.
Ant Sang. So, you know, we got talking, and I'm really excited about that. And, you know, I've been doing some painting, some movement painting, some kinetic painting, and so it's just inspired quite a lot, actually, and I think for the performers as well.
That sounds like a really fruitful experience for you all then, and I'm very excited to see this. Where can folks go and see The Art of Black Grace, Neil? Where's it going to be in Tamaki Makaurau?
It's down on the Wynyard Quarter at Karanga Place, which is outside the old New Zealand building, and outside that really flash hotel. I think we're going to disrupt them for a little bit, but you can't miss it. Well, they've already started packing it in. There's a huge structure that's going up, but you know, it's 22 minutes. You know, so you walk in, you buy your ticket. It's only $22, I think. So $22 for 22 minutes. You wander on in. You see it, and hopefully you're really inspired and feel happy and take off again. So it's short enough. You know, not to take up your whole day. You can see it in your lunch break if you want.
It sounds like a beautiful work. I'm really excited to go and check it out. The Art of Black Grace. Neil Eremia, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and we'll see this beautiful work down at the Wynyard Plaza.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.